Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. Glad you could join us. And I'll tell you, I, as a talk show host, I have to be honest with you. I am really having trouble finding things to talk about. There's just nothing going on in the world whatsoever. Everything is fine. It's kind of like we're living in heaven already and we skipped all the tribulation stuff. Okay, now I'll get down serious, okay? This is the Common Sense Show. I'll try again. We're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, and we have to do that because the mainstream media lies about its lies, and we got the Democrats who are obstructing even the most basic of aid to help the single mom who's trying to decide, do I go to work or stay home and take care of my kids? Nancy Pelosi doesn't care about her. They don't care about us, and because of that, we flourish in the alternative media, and we get great guests on that tell us how things really are, not the rose-colored nonsense that you see on the Communist News Network. And along those lines, we have Ronnie McMullen here with us, and we always have lively discussions. That's why I like to have him back on. Ronnie, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. I think I'm on information overload, I should say. I don't know whether I'm coming or going half the time. I mean, every time I turn around, there's like, oh, man, I got to report that. I could be doing 50 podcasts a day. I literally could be.
That's because everything is changing so quickly.
It is. We are witnessing a transformation on our planet, not just in America, but across the whole planet.
Well, I think there's a lot of issues going on. There's a lot of negative going on. But I always believe that when we have a lot of negative, and like right now, there's a lot of panic and a lot of fear. And they and them are running this world with fear. That's their, and I think it's because, Dave, they have fear. I you know what I mean? I mean, when you do a bad thing and a bad deed all the time, you kind of know you're doing a bad deed. Your heart tells you that. Your soul tells you that.
Yes.
And you know that it's just a matter of time. Whether that time be years and years and years, or that time be months and months or weeks and, or so on and so forth, you know you're going to get caught. You know there's going to be a payment. You know you're going to have to ante up. And I think they and them know that. So they're like, well, this is our world. Let's get what we can get out of it. But in the midst of pushing their fear, if they push their fear on somebody that pushes back, it makes them scared. And I think if we talk about positive things, I mean, you know, we have to obviously report about the negative things. It's just the way it is. But if there's an answer, if there's an answer to the positive, then where do we go with that? I mean, I notice they and them are not, you know, and Trump's doing a decent job, but he's got some pawns behind him that are pushing his buttons on other issues. So the thing that I look at is they're not allowed to report, because they and them own the mass media. They're not allowed to report on the good stuff. And when you say, what do you mean the good stuff? Well, they report how many cases there are of the COVID-19. I noticed they put the pandemic on there too, like it's a part of the sentence. And so they sit there and they tell you how many cases there are, how many deaths there are, but they never tell you how many people are recovering. They never tell you really good things about how you can prepare other than use all their antibacterial soap You know what I mean? Buy our stuff, buy our toilet paper, even though this virus won't give you that kind of issues. So it's almost comical if you really look at it. It's almost comical.
It's beyond comical because in some ways it's criminal. And I'm not faulting Trump. Listen, I think Trump's trying to strike a balance. I'm seeing that very clearly. If Fauci had his way, and he's deep state as they come, but if he had his way, you would be going out of the house. In fact, you'd probably be confined to shelter in place in your bedroom. This guy is a looney tune. And I mean, I've looked at some things he's done in the past, not so much what he's doing now, but he's openly defying Trump. He's openly criticizing Trump. And I'm thinking, hey, guy, that's what you do in private. He's your commander in chief. And you got AOL.com printing how Fossey is contradicting the president. That should never reach the light of day. And he should be fired. But he wants total lockdown. Trump is saying, I don't know that it warrants it yet. What do you think, Ronnie?
I think this is funny. I'm sorry. I really think it's funny. Because if you look at Wuhan, which is where everything was blanketed and, you know, started, they're on the downturn. China as a whole is on the downturn. Korea is on the downturn. So there's so many of these countries that are on the downturn. And supposedly, you know, we're on the upturn. But you have to realize who's telling us that we're on the upturn. And that's a big one. You know, the mass media is telling us this. So we haven't heard the truth in politics. We haven't heard the truth in finances. We haven't heard the truth in a lot of issues. So why would they tell us the truth now? So I just look at it and I say, maybe the numbers are skewed. Maybe they're pushing this. I think, you know, who cares what I think? But I think they're pushing the envelope, and this is a soft martial law, and they're going to push the guinea pigs as far as they can until they squeal.
I think you're right about that, and I will tell you, we don't know the numbers, and just common sense, okay? Forget the fact, and I'm not bragging, but forget the fact I taught research and stat at the college and university level. Forget all that. Forget the fact I wrote two stat courses. Let me just say this, common sense. If your incubation period is 28 days, and you have to assume, as President Trump said, there's people who are also catching this who are a little symptomatic, but not badly symptomatic, so they just kind of roll with a punch like a lot of us do when we get the flu. We just stay home a couple days and then we're okay. We don't know the real numbers because of those factors, because of the incubation period, because of the fact that a lot of people aren't self-reporting because they're not serious. We don't know what the death curve is. We don't know what the transmission rate is for sure. I mean, that's common sense. You don't have to be a data specialist to understand that.
Well, and I don't want to go sit in some hospital and be in quarantine. So, you know, it's okay. I'd rather just be at home if I catch the flu, which I doubt if I'll ever catch. But if I did catch the flu, then here's another thing that kind of torques me. So they're sitting there and say, well, if you have a compromised immune system, you're in trouble. Okay, hold on a second. Everybody has a compromised immune system, excuse me, because we've been, you know, being fed this crappy air, this crappy water, and this GMO food. So we're all kind of compromised. Then they push up another notch. I love this one. And if you're a diabetic, you're really going to be in trouble. Okay, well, let's just grab that one and just grab some truth. First of all, that's not true. I know who we can talk about. How about Tom Hanks? And he's a diabetic. So he's a type 2 diabetic, caught the virus, and he's doing fine. You know, he feels sluggish because he's got the flu, but, you know, we all are going to be like that. So if we fear, this goes back to the mind stuff we talk about, and they don't want you to know your mind. they want you to look completely at the body. And so many people don't realize their body's running their mind instead of their mind running their body. And this is why there's no healing going on. So if you take the fact and just think to yourself, I'm not going to get this virus, but if I do, it's no big deal. That'll push the fear, because if you run fear, which is the bear on your back, so in other words, you're running from a bear, cortisol is released and the adrenals are released, and for you diabetics, just so you know, glucose is released, so you have the energy to run like a dog when that bear is going to eat your butt. But the kicker is there is no bear. You made it up in your mind. So you're releasing all these chemicals. Now you become chemically imbalanced, which means, guess what? You don't feel good, or you're not making the right decisions. And they know that. They've known that for years. That's why the mass media lies. That's why they produce fear. So it's, again, common sense. And if you use some common sense and just say, hey, this thing's going to blow over, they're giving us dates, Dave. I thought the big date was the July 15th, because that's when we have to pay our taxes. So that means this thing's going to be completely wound down by June, because we're going to pay our taxes.
I hadn't even thought about that. You are
right?
You are so right.
So how can we pay our taxes if we're all dead? So they're giving us a date. So they're telling us right there. And this thing is so trumped up that I mean, I'm not saying there's not a flu. I'm not saying there's a COVID-19, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying any of that. But pandemic, I really don't buy into that. I think that's just their big word, because if you listen to Fox or CNN, it's the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh. You know, and you just think, really? Can you be more drama? Oh, my God. You know, instead of just going, you know, and here's the other thing. The normal flu, the normal influenza flu, is far surpassing any COVID-19 pandemic. It's far surpassing it. More, 59,000 people have died from that. You don't hear a word about that. Not a word.
No.
We're not going to talk about that.
Well, that's what Trump said yesterday. And what happened? They just ripped him in the mainstream media for saying he's not taken seriously.
Right. Right. Oh, you're not, because you didn't, and I like him saying the China virus. I just think that's awesome because, you know, it was originated in China. So, but there are other things that are going on that if you really want to go conspiracy, I mean, you can. And I find that sometimes the deepest conspiracy is actually the truth. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the thing about conspiracies, the CIA conditioned us with the talk, no conspiracy could ever be true. Like, no two people could ever plan to do something bad together. Do you realize how ridiculous that is?
Well, when it comes to ridiculous, all we have to do is look at our leaders. You just go, really? And, you know, and some of them are, and I thought it was interesting. I call it whatever you want to call it, okay? Because I kind of believe in the conspiracy thing. I do. I'm sorry. Sorry, guys, but it's just the way it is. I've done this too long. So I thought it was weird that one of the senators that got this COVID was Rand Paul.
And not a Democrat.
Yes, you're kind of on my page here. But just the fact that out of all the senators, he's probably in the top two. Maybe the top one that I would pick to say this guy tries hard to do the right thing.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so here's the, and you know, I interviewed his dad, and they're a good family, you know. So I just thought it weird. Whatever you want to call it, come on, guys, let's go conspiracy here. He got the virus. I wonder if, you know, could they have set that up a little bit? I don't know. I mean, not that he was a part of that. But, you know,
he dirty up his stuff right there.
He's not well-liked. I mean, he got the crap beat out of him, seriously. And now this happens. And I'm waiting for Devin Nunes to get it next.
Yeah, that might be. That might be. I just, you know, here's the thing. Okay, and you're always going to hear me bang on this drum. They can do whatever they want to do, as long as they want to do it, you know. It was funny because my wife said to me, she says, you know, Ronnie, you're not scared at all. I said, no. I mean, I don't see fear in you at all. At all. And I said, no. This is the time that I was built for. I mean, this is truly the Batman. And the Batman doesn't go rescue immediately. He watches the scene and sees where he needs to go. So the kicker here is we need to be on alert and be aware. And not rush in and fight this and do that. Like, you know, just where my house is, I heard, you know, people practicing and shooting and stuff. And I'm not against that. But on the same token, the timing was kind of odd. So people are like, you know, grab your gun and get in the streets. And I'm like, you ain't going to catch me there. Mm-mm. No, I'm going to wait back here. And when they rush me, I'm going to play the Kurt Russell line. You know, you might get me in a rush, but I guarantee you one of you is going to die tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it.
Sounds good to me. I got to tell you my medical experience today. I had eye surgery a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going for my third post-op. And listen, this is not a knock on the facility because they did a great job in the surgery, and that's what's most important. But I was told, when you get to our facility, call us. Stay in your vehicle, and we will call you when it's time to come in. I walk in, and they make you put on a mask and gloves, which is probably a pretty good idea after they call you. My appointment was almost an hour late because these procedures slow them down significantly.
Yeah.
And I was told, do not pause when you come in. And I said, well, I've really got to the bathroom. I've been out here for over an hour, and it's been a few hours. Can I stop in the right? Yes. So I go in there, and this is my allergy season. I go, and they go, oh, are you sick? And I said, no, I just had my wellness check this morning. I have allergies. Well, are you sure? I said, you can take my temperature. I feel fine. And I sat down, and the doctor comes in the room, and he goes, well, I'm in here. Do not talk. Breathe through your nose. I'm not joking. These are real statements. And then he says, if you want to ask me questions when I'm done, I'll stand in the hall.
Oh, my God.
I'm not joking. This actually happened. Now, I would go back to this doctor. He did a marvelous job on me, and I've seen him in non-COVID-19 times, and he's really a nice guy, and he's fun to talk to. And his staff is fun to tease and talk to. But, man, they are, it's like, I kind of got a feeling what it would be like to be in a concentration camp.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever going to be in one of those. They're going to have to drag my dead body out, and you know,
yes, sir.
Before I know they're coming, I'm going to try to eat as many Twinkies as I can, so that I'll be real fat for them to drag.
I love it. Oh, I love it. Yeah, no camp for me, but I got to tell you, right now the American people are being very patient. I went live the other night on YouTube, and I said, I'm going to let the government violate my rights for 30 days because these could be extraordinary times, and I want to give them enough leeway that they can do their job to protect the public and they don't need me distracting them. But I said, the moment I see this is more about control than it is about treatment and prevention, I said, all bets are off. You feel the same way?
I do. And the thing that really bothers me is because of what they're doing and how they're acting, and they're not acting, excuse me, I'm sorry, wrong word. They're reacting. They're completely reacting. They're in the reaction mode, and it makes people scared. It makes people woozy. And so they're causing this panic, and this panic and this fear is causing people to lose their minds. And instead of just kicking back and saying, okay, maybe it's time for you to play with your dog, enjoy your family, you know, do some weeding in the house, you know, I mean, so far, the lockdown is not completely locked down. So go outside and sniff the air unless they're, you know, doing geoengineering. Then you might need to go inside. But it's just, you know, and here's another thing. Here's another thing, Dave. I got to throw this out here. So how do we know that this thing is real? I mean, and I'm being a little facetious here. How do we know it really originated in one place from China? And I'm not trying to make China look better. Instead of possibly dropping something in the air, because they're always dropping stuff in the air.
Mm-hmm. We don't.
I mean, how do we?
Short answer is we don't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I doubt if it is. I really do. But on the same token, I don't trust them.
Why would you?
I mean, no. I mean, when you got a habitual liar, and they lie, 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 lie. Okay, here's what we're doing today. Lie, 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 lie. Okay, here's what we're doing tomorrow. Lie, 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 lie. You know, you kind of go, really? And I bet you Friday's the same. Yes, it is. It's lie, 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 lie. You know, you just go, oh, my God. So I think as things get tougher, and they are, I think this is a dry run for another time.
I've said, too, this is not the kill shot.
No, this is, let's see what we can do. Let's make our mistake. And they're making a lot of mistakes because, well, they're stupid. But, and Trump, when I watch Trump, I watch his facial, you know, 70% of our communication is from body movement. So I watch his body, how he stands, how he talks, where his head is. Is it down? Is it up? Is it, you know, and I watch him. And I can tell you that so far, what I've picked up intuitively, and I could be wrong, and you guys can say I'm wrong, but intuitively, he is not saying what he wants to say.
Are you talking about Trump?
Yes.
I see that, and I see him being headed off at the pass. I will say this, though, that Dr. Birx, the lady doctor who speaks,
yeah,
she's saying things I agree with from a research standpoint. She said yesterday, we have data that says this and this, But this data is still incomplete. And the stupid idiots in the press corps, who I don't think ever sat through a science class, say, well, what do you think is going to be? What's going to... And she goes, I don't speculate on the data. We have to put it together. And then next reporter, what do you think it's going to be? I mean, showing the moronic mental abilities of these reporters that can just read teleprompters. And she handled it really well. She said, we've got to combine the data. We've got to see what makes sense. We've got to do best fit curves. And I'm thinking, oh, you're speaking my language. And she was trying to keep it simple for the layman. And I thought she did a really good job. Fossey's the one I have a problem with. I mean, he's ready to jump off the deep end right now.
Well, and Pelosi, too. Pelosi's another one.
Oh, she's an idiot. I mean, look, you know what she's doing with the stimulus bill that would actually help Americans suffering today? I'll give you the stimulus bill if we go carbon neutral. What?
Yeah, let me put in all this other bogus stuff in there.
Carbon neutral. So carbon neutral on jets. Yet she flies jets all the time that aren't carbon neutral. And then she wants Obama phones back and the opera house built in Washington, D.C. so she can entertain her friends. This is what she's depriving America the necessary aid we need for. And you talk about lie. Nancy Pelosi, daughter of who? Well, you know, she was raised as a mafia princess. We all know that.
Well, and she invented the lie. She's that old, you know, Dave. She is. She's like a couple of centuries, you know. She's huge. She's hugely old. I mean,
yeah.
I think she's older than dirt.
Do you know, it's dirty dirt, too. It's not clean dirt. But do you know that she, with her or anybody else that's a Democrat, you never hear them talk about God or Jesus or morality or doing the right thing? You never hear that from them, ever.
In the spiritual realm, when, you know, because I'm not a hell person, I don't believe in the hell thing, but I can tell you this, when her number comes up and God's there, I would imagine he's going to go, you're deleted. Your time's done.
Zip. No, it's called Lake of Fire.
Well,
you know, we're going to be sitting around, Ronnie, you and I'll be sitting there, and we'll be roasting our marshmallows above the Lake of Fire and, you know, turning over some hot dogs, and because there won't be any cholesterol problems in heaven. And all of a sudden we'll go, oh, there she goes, Nancy Pelosi into the Lake of Fire. Oh, but pull your hot dogs back. We don't want Soylent Green from hell. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting carried away.
I think Mick Jagger's going to be singing at that one. She's so cold, she's so cold.
Yeah, or you can't always get what you want, but sometimes you get what you need.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No, you know, sometimes we got to do light because it's pretty heavy right now with all the stuff going on. You know, I kind of tell the fam, let's not watch the news because nothing's really, just for curiosity, I know they have this stimulus bill that's not been passed yet. What is there any word of what it really is, or is it still speculation?
No, I think I have a pretty good handle on it, and some of these I want to mention this down the line. Some of you are going to hear this broadcast immediately. And some of you are going to hear it a little bit on tape delay. So hopefully it's passed by the time you hear it. But speaking in the contemporary time frame right now, I can't tell you X amount goes to this and X amount goes to that. But generally speaking, as I heard Senator McSally say today, we're going to go and help corporations and small businesses stay afloat so they can keep their employees on. And we're also looking at relief packages for individual citizens. Now, listen, I don't like this, but these are extraordinary times. And if we're not going to turn people out on the street and we're going to make sure their kids are fed and have shoes on their feet, I can live with this for a while.
Is this a loan system?
Some of it is a loan and some of it is a giveaway.
Okay. Because I think they might keep corporate going and all the small businesses. See you later, alligator. I mean, I could be wrong. You know, and I think Trump, that would not be his intention, but he's unfortunately a puppet right now because there's some bigger strings in the background. I can see them when he talks. So
you get that feeling too that he's not totally in charge.
No, he's not in charge at all right now. This is kind of like the health bill when he went after the health bill, which was a very awesome thing. He went after the health bill, and I think they sat him down and said, look, this is their cash cow. You're not going to touch this. Figure it out. Give them something with the tax bill and move it right over. And so we got this little 1 or 2% tax deduction, and everybody went, yay! which it actually all the people didn't get happy anyway because it didn't affect everybody. So this is kind of where I'm seeing the same thing. It's the same. And here's another thing. I can do it on this show because it's fun. So I just wonder, and I, again, going that conspiracy road because that's the car I like to drive. All this is going on. Do you remember the days of Bill Clinton when he's fooling around with Monica and having a great time and we're watching porn in the White House, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what was going on in the background? A little bit of China action and they're getting all our war strategies.
Silkworm missiles, courtesy of the DNC and Al Gore's leadership. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yes, and this is all going on during the playtime of Bill Clinton. So, with that being said, now we fast forward up to now. Is it possible, not saying it is it possible that something very big is going on in the background while everybody's eyes is on COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, what I'm seeing, and I've heard this is in the stimulus bill, digital currency. And I do see move like China said, we can't take cash. And listen, I understand why the Chinese government would say that. I really do. But also, too, how convenient. If you want to become cashless and go digital, which we know the globalists want to do.
Well, yeah, because then they own everything.
Well, exactly. So what I'm saying is...
There's no stashing in your private safe.
While you're looking to the left.
You're doing
exactly.
To the right.
There you go. Yeah. And I think you're making a really good point. Is this... I'm not saying COVID was made as a distraction, but, you know, in the words of real famous Democrats, don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Well, and I think, too, you know, maybe we should save it for another show. There's the 5G that plays into this, too.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, baby. 5G plays into this. And so could this be part of the 5G gig, which means this thing's not going to lay down? I had a doctor call me the other day. He's a friend of mine. And we were talking, and you know, he was talking about how the Dow's going to go down, and I totally agree with him. I think the Dow's going to, you know, I think we gained, what, 2,000 points today?
Yes, we did.
Wow, what a fake that one is. So I think we're going to go down. I could be wrong, but I think we're going to go down possibly stirring around the 12,000 mark. And people are making money as it goes down. This doctor called me and he says, you know, I bet on the stock market going down. I don't know how he did it, but he made a lot of money. Thank God. That's a great thing. Long and the short of it, the one thing that really caught my ear when he talked was he said, I've seen stuff like this happen before. And he says, I hope this disease, when they get it, you know, where it needs to be, I hope it lays down. I said, what do you mean lays down? He says, the Spanish flu, which killed 50 million people, and actually they're saying it's more like 70 million. He said that flu was in the spring. He says, and then this whole thing laid down for the summer. Everybody thought it was fine, and it rose up in the fall, in the winter, and killed 50, 70 million people. Mm-hmm. He says, I hope this doesn't do that. So mm-hmm. If you look at the Spanish flu, and you look at what went on electronically, then it gives weight to the electromagnetic field changing, which our bodies can't deal with. There was a whole bunch of doctors that was talking about how this 5G is going to make us in our bodies full of cancer and tumors and everything else. Now, it was a group of doctors, and it was actually, I think it was like 160 of them, if I remember right.
Yes.
And so
yes.
There's a lot of doctors and they're firing down saying, don't do this, don't do this. Okay. And 4G is not good either, but 5G is way worse. This is not compatible with the human body. Real quickly, just to say, do you know where the number one blanketed city is with 5G?
You mean in the United States?
No.
Oh, worldwide, it's Wuhan.
It's Wuhan.
Yeah.
So, is that play a part in it? If that's the part of it, we're in trouble, Dave.
I have interviewed Virginia Farver and a bunch of other experts on the 5G, and none of it's good. And even if we're able to defeat it at the local level, and there was some progress being made against it at the local level across the nation, you've got various companies launching 5G networks in space so they can just rain it down on us regardless of what we do down here.
Yeah, see, that's, and think about this, all for what? All for what? Like the 4G system was, it's all for profit.
Money, money, money.
You know how many major companies are profiting over this virus? So I think the evil and the wickedness and the lack of respect for human life and animals and plants is at the top of the top. There was an old lady that came in the bank, and by the way, we haven't even touched the banks and the run on the bank. But there was an old lady that came in the bank. I shouldn't say old lady. That's so rude. I'm so sorry.
An elderly lady. Yes.
Okay. They came into the bank, and she said, "You know, I was around for World War II." And she says, and everybody was helping everybody in that kind of situation. She says, in this day and age, I'm watching everybody and they're almost eating themselves.
Yeah.
She goes, and I'm ashamed. I can't believe this is happening.
The right-left paradigm, my friend.
It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It is terrible. So with that being said, you know, I've got to keep my eyes focused on the right and the positive and the mind. Because this is all, Dave, no matter who, what, where people believe, this is all illusion. And so if I'm going to have a tape being played in my head, it's not going to be they and them's tape. It's going to be a positive tape that says, hey, this is all going to be good. You know, I do not believe the good Lord's going to sit down on this one and say, I think I'm just going to check out. I think there's something coming in a good, positive way. And I've said that for you know, probably years. But yeah, as it gets darker, I think it's going to get lighter. That's just my opinion.
Well, I think your statement there as well, I think it's you're really in a good position with what you said, because there is yin and yang in the universe. There's karma. And when you put poop out into the universe, you get crapped on. See, Nancy Pelosi is going to have her comeuppance. We may never see it, but she will. And you're absolutely right about that. There's a yin and a yang to everything. For every action, as the physicists say, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Absolutely. And I do not believe we were created just to go through some kind of cruddy thing. And I don't mean viruses. I'm talking about just the evil that's going on. I don't think that's what we were created for. So as it darkens, I think the light's getting ready to shine. And when it does, it's going to blow all they and them's little minds, and they're going to go, what happened? That's just my opinion.
Well, the problem is we're having a lighthearted but relatively rational conversation about very serious topics. And unfortunately, our enemies are not having rational discussions.
No, you know what's funny? These political players at the top that are doing us harm, they'll eat themselves as well.
I know.
That's the mind-blowing. It's not like they're a team going, we're the bad guys, and you guys are the good guys, and we need to have a fight. They're like, okay, you guys are the good guys, and we're going to shoot you down, and, well, maybe we'll shoot each other. Maybe we'll shoot everybody. Do you have enough bullets? I don't know. Oh, my God.
I can't argue with what you're saying.
I mean, I like the drama. It makes it more fun.
I don't like the drama. You see, before John McCain tried to steal my property and that of my neighbors, my life was working really good. I was happy. I didn't need this drama to get into the side of the microphone to make my life complete. But once I got into that battle, I looked around and I said, man, we're living in a cesspool, and our kids are going to be living in a worse cesspool unless we do something. That was my motivation. I don't like this. They like it. Pelosi loves the drama. She wants to stir the pot.
Well, they're addicted, Dave. They're addicted. They're addicted to the fear. You know, I did a video on my YouTube channel talking about being addicted to something that most people don't realize they're addicted to, and that's being addicted to fear. And when you – and this is truthful issue. This is not me making something up. This is reality. So you get fearful, the bear we talked about earlier, the bear on your back, and of whatever it is. It could be your health. It could be, you know, somebody. It could be this pandemic, whatever. So you have this fear, and all of this cortisol is released. All this glucose is released. The adrenals are released. Now you're chemically imbalanced and your body's just loving on these chemicals. But right. these chemicals are not good for you. And you keep doing this. You keep doing this day after day after day. And you can't keep running on cortisol. The body doesn't know how to do that. It's not designed for that. So you're running on the glucose. This is why diabetics with a lot of fear, they go, oh my God, look at my blood sugar. It's crazy. I can't get it down. They go and put some more drugs in them. Here, let me put some more drugs in them because I can't get it down. They don't realize they're addicted to fear. And when you get rid of the fear, things change. So this is what they and them are. They're addicted to this fear. Pelosi is, I guarantee you she's fearful. You know what she's probably most fearful of? Some hitman coming in her house and putting a bullet through her head.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, seriously, I mean, that woman probably doesn't sleep really well. And if she does, she probably has bodyguards that we don't even know about because she's so fearful of somebody taking her out because, again, we talked about this, the heart and the soul, she knows she's doing wrong all the time.
Well, you know.
I mean, it's buried because the front line of her is saying, I'm trying to do good for these people. She really believes this crap. But she knows deep down, she sits there and just says, my name is Nancy Pelosi. Oh, my God. Look who I am. Fear sets in. Boom, the bear on her back. Chemicals release. And she's addicted. And you can call me Nancy.
No, listen, you have to understand something. A lot of people need to look at this. What's her background? And you start looking at the backgrounds of all these people. She grew up, and listen, I'm not saying this to be mean. She grew up in the D'Alessandro family in Baltimore. Her father was huge mafia, so big he was in the black nobility. He also was in politics. She was raised as a classic mafia princess. She knows how things work. So when you say that she lives in fear, I think that's probably very true.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's
a risk.
Ask Rand Paul. Ask JFK. There's a risk to being in a public office. It's inherent. But I think she knows all too well because of her specialized background. And this woman has no regard for the truth, no regard for morality. And I don't know for the life of me who could ever in good conscience elect someone like this.
Well, again, we're going back to everything's rigged. I mean, I'm not sure if the votes are. I mean, you wonder. There's theories that I have that I can't even mention on radio that are like way deep theories. And I, you know, am I right? I don't know, but I've been doing this a long time, so it's all I can say is if some of my theories, if I was able to share them, people be like, oh my God, and I would just say this: if they were true, we are in a world of hurt. We are an absolute world of hurt, and there is not much hope. So that's why I stray over to the positive, not because, okay, there's nothing else left, let me go to the positive, but be positive trumps the evil every single time. But we have to really rely on, like, you know, Christians talk about their faith, but very rarely do they use it. They just talk about it. And we're getting to a point right now in our world system, we're going to have to use it. You're going to have to actually use it. And you can't use anger and fear. You cannot fight them with what they want you to fight them with. Here, let me put fear on you, Dave, so you can fight me with that same fear. Because if you do, I'll win. But you cannot beat love. You cannot beat forgiveness. You can't beat it down. And that's a fact. And people don't like to hear that because they're like, oh, yeah, Ronnie, listen to you. Oh, my gosh, you're going to go into a battle and use love and forgiveness? Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to go that direction because think about it. I mean, what am I going to do? You know, I'm getting older, and you know, I'm not that old, but I'm getting older. And so do I want to live to be 99 years old? I really don't. I really don't. I want to live till I'm taken in my sleep and life is good.
Sounds good to me. My wife's prescription when I met her, she said, when I die, I want to be in bed watching soap operas and just nod off to sleep. I haven't had that thought in almost 30 years. Anyway,
wow.
I agree with you. I don't want to live to be that old either, but I will tell you this. I don't want to die prematurely because we got a bunch of bleep bleeps in charge.
No, but you know what? Again, it's how our focus sets, how our mind sets. And I don't see that, at least in my life, I don't see that coming. You know, like I had a guy, I was at the gas station the other day putting fuel in my car. And this guy runs and he goes, fill it up. And he's screaming, you know, fill it up. And I looked at him, you know, and he's got to be 55 years old, long beard, you know, drove a nice Jeep. And then he goes, fill it up. He says, because they're closing the borders. They're closing the board. 10 days. What? Count them. They're closing the borders. 10 days. And I'm like, I looked at him and I said, So I thought to myself, I walked into the Chevron and I tapped him on the shoulder and he didn't even feel it, which was weird. He finally turns around. I said, where did you get your information? He looks at me almost fearful and he says, I can't. I said, okay. I walked out and my wife says, you know, was that a real deal? I said, no. This guy's got some kind of fear show that he's watched. And it's going to be 10 days and there's nothing on road closures. And I'm sure they're talking about it, you know, see, can we step this up a notch? But you got to remember corporate is at the base of this, which is profits. So they're letting the stock market do its thing. But, you know, 2000 gain today. Well, how funny that is.
Yeah, really.
But this is just a really a bad TV show and I don't want to star in it. So what I'm saying is this guy that sit there and, you know, fill it up and you watch, count them off. They're going to 10 days. So which basically is the first. This guy was yelling at me, it timed out at the first that they're going to close the borders. I don't think so, Dave. I really don't, because they'll shoot themselves in the foot. So either they're that stupid or this guy just watched a fear program.
No, I agree. I could not agree with you more.
I mean, your show is common sense, right? So why don't we use some of it?
Well, common sense is not so common. I'm sorry. It's not. I used to have a guy that did a voiceover in my intro, and he'd say, common sense is not so common. And he's right. He was right. He thought of the intro. And he's absolutely right. So, and unfortunately, we have so made kids in education learn to the test, and we teach to the test, and we don't allow independent thinking or creative thinking. It's always get on to the next test, or school looks good. And our people have largely lost the ability to reason deductively.
Yes, they have. But then again, you know what? There's still, you know what's funny? I'm going to do a video on my YouTube.
Talk about your YouTube channel for a second. Tell me about it.
Well, it's, you know, health orientated, obviously. It's called Health Matters Now. And I'm just a little fish. I'm not a big fish like you, but, I'm a little fish, but I talk about positive things and I talk about, you know, I do talk about supplements, but I'm not there to sell supplements all the time because that gets old. I'm there to kind of give people, you might say, common sense in a health realm. And, you know, when people feel they're dying or they feel they're very sick, they get very scared. And I'm there to relieve their fear because doctors, I mean, think about it. You know, you have something go on and doctors go, you know, Dave, you better get your affairs in order. You only got 3 months to live. Really? I mean, think about the doctor that says that. I mean, really? You are God? You know exactly. Well, we've seen these cases before. Oh, really? You've seen my exact case before? Well, maybe not your exact case. So then you really don't have any room to tell me when I'm going to die, right? I don't see Christ on the end of your check. So I'm thinking you need to shut your flipping mouth and go away. And you know what? Take that white robe off because it needs to be black.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. How often do they get the date of expected birth right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Sometimes when they're lucky, I mean, you know, but then again, Dave, you and I could go to Vegas and maybe roll the right dice and win, you know, $1 million. It is possible, but it's not going to be prevalent. So this is the thing that I look at is I kind of give people on my YouTube channel, I give them some good stuff and they like it. You know, it's fun. I'm a small guy, but you know, you know, used to be a big guy in the radio world, but, no, I've just kind of kicked back and do the positive thing because the positive thing works for me. And believe it or not, when you think positive, your body starts healing. And that's what's really wild.
Oh, careful. Big Pharma doesn't want you to say that.
I know they don't. And this is why when a doctor goes and says, you have X amount of time to live or you have this, first of all, you get a second opinion. And then after you're done with the second opinion, you start thinking, okay, maybe I need to go spiritual. There you go. Now you're talking, baby. Let's go spiritual. Because when you go spiritual, then that's when miracles happen. And we all need a miracle. You know, and it's funny because, you know, I have physical problems too. But when you get the right kind of food, and I don't mean food in the sense of actual dietary food. I'm talking about spiritual type food. It's interesting what your body will do and how it reacts. I mean, if you look at homeopath, it is all frequency. It is all frequency. So when you have a frequency of somebody, you know, let me just put it to you another way, simple way. You go into the doctor says, hey, Dave, you know, you're not looking too good. You got about 3 months. Get your affairs in order. And he basically gives you a death sentence for 3 months. You believe him. Guess what?
I would too.
Guess when you're going to die? Three months.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Because it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I want to go back to one thing you said, and I want to link it into something I know you know a lot about. Why are diabetics more at risk for the coronavirus, okay? Why are they more at risk for that than the average person?
Because the diabetics have an compromised immune system. So their immune system's shot. But here's the thing is it's more shot, you know. Don't get me going, Dave. This is why, okay, diabetics need to have digestives. If you have digestives, what's happening is let's say you take your medicine or you're taking something natural to get your sugar down. You're kind of not always doing the right thing. You're taking something. It's a Band-Aid effect.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have digestives and you start using digestives, that's the problem for all the garbage is your digestion's not working. So now if you take something that is a supplement or you're taking something that's a pharmaceutical, it's not digesting. And if it's not digesting, you're never going to get your help and everything. Your blood sugars are going to keep going up, blah, 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 blah. You have a compromised immune system when all of a sudden you're not digesting. So you've got to clean the walls of your intestines, which is a digestive aid, which is my tea, which is all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of digestives. And when you do this, all of a sudden your sugars go down. They go down. Because you're taking, let's say you take something, it doesn't matter if it's a metformin or if you're taking something that's a supplement. It doesn't digest, you're not getting it. And this is the problem with a lot of people that are sick. They're not digesting their goods. So then the doctor says, well, you need 1,000 milligrams of XYZ. Or you need 1,000 milligrams of supplement XYZ. Well, then it's 1,500. Then it's 2,000. Because you're not digesting, so you only digest maybe 200 milligrams. That ain't going to do anything.
No, I hear
you. All of a sudden you have digestives, wham. So a lot of us are not really diabetics. We're digestive problems. Now, again, I'm not a doctor. This is a common sense thing. So I'm just telling you, for me on my road, digestives are good. I mean, I even had a nutritionalist tell me, you know, you don't have sugar problems. You have a digestive problem. Get that fixed, and guess what? It's all good. And here's another thing, guys.
Well, let's go to this. I want to, because time isn't that lengthy anymore. Let's get to it. What do you do about it? Come on, get me to the bottom line.
What do you do about what?
About the digestive problems.
Take digestives. Take digestives.
Well, where can I get digestives?
Take the tea. You can get them. You know, I have, in my realm here, I've got the tea, which works great. But for somebody that's, you know, having digestive problems, you're going to need something stronger. So you're either going to drink a lot more tea or you need to go down to the local store and get a digestive. And there's natural enzymes and natural digestives that will do great. And you take one every time you take a meal. Right before you take a meal, take that digestive so the food sits on top of it and it'll turn to pudding and it'll go away. and you want to take your downer, whether that be your medicine or whether that be your supplement that drops your sugars, you want to take that at the same time. So it all goes together. Watch your sugar. And here's another thing. You want your digestive to move naturally without any kind of supplements or any kind of pharma?
Yes.
Go walk. Go run. And guess what? Your digestive goes, oh, I got to go to work. And they start. That's the greatest time to take anything, whether it be medicine or supplements, because wow. It'll go right now and bam, it'll hit you. And okay. You just have to get your cardio up a little bit. So anyway.
So I know your company sells the tea. You're not just another pretty face. So tell me how we take advantage of this. I mean, I'm assuming your tea addresses this directly. So how do you take advantage of it?
GetTheTea.com. Go to the tea. And real quickly, because we're running out of time, immune builders for this, for cruddy viruses that are all out there. There's more than one, by the way. So if you have a good immune system, okay, if you're taking your digestives, then you're going to want to take things that are really good, like Allicin Advanced. That's it. Yep. I mean, we are just rocking with Allicin Advanced. The same thing with Bioastin. They say to take vitamin C. Bioastin is 60 times greater than vitamin C, 60 times. So it's a rocker. So, again,
these are
60 times. Yes.
Wow.
So I'm putting these on the front page and putting the sale. And if you notice that the Bioastin, the immune special, I put it on sale so you could get it. I also put the book in there so you know why you're taking it and you can see what it does, because it does a lot more than just what vitamin C does. It's great for the joints. It's great for your eyes. It's great for your brain. It's great for your cardiovascular. And if you want blood stuff going on and you want cardiovascular, you also want the Allicin Advanced. And these are things that are absolutely powerful. I call them shields up, which is your immunity. And then people go, Ronnie, how fast will it happen? 2 or 3 days and you'll start picking up big time.
Wow. 2 or 3 days.
2 or 3 days, you'll start picking up big time. I take Allicin every day. And if somebody said, you can go in a room with the virus, what would you do it? And if I were somebody who needed to save, absolutely, because I believe I will not get it.
So it's GetTheTea.com, and these products are readily available, and the deals
front
and
page.
Specials are all right there on the front page.
Front
Fantastic
page.
Fantastic stuff. I have to tell you, I use some of your stuff. So you know I was baiting you. But, Ronnie, this has been a fascinating discussion. I appreciate you coming on. And to the audience, listen, I highly recommend Get the Tea. I'm a customer, and I benefit from it. Ronnie, thanks for joining us. It was a fantastic hour with you.